Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. If you were listening last week, you heard us talking a couple of times about Startup Weekend Lansing, and the guy whose brainchild this was is back with us, Eric Jorgensen, Michigan State University student. And Eric, congratulations on bringing the dream to fruition, and a tremendous weekend for a lot of people.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, it was fantastic.
For those who may have missed it, describe what Startup Weekend Lansing was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be everything that it turned out to be. So I'm very pleased in that regard. We started out Friday night with kind of a mixer and a game, and everybody got to know each other and got a chance to laugh at each other. And
how many people?
We had just over 40 people
Friday 40? Night. Yeah. Okay.
And then we went on to, everyone had a chance to have 2 minutes to share their idea. And we had a lot of people that didn't plan on pitching that ended up encouraged and took a shot at it. And actually, some of those turned out to be some of the best teams.
Okay. So small business startup ideas mm-hmm. came first.
Yep.
And then you decided on which ones you were going to pursue, or they decided to form teams first? How did that work?
It was totally democratic.
Okay.
So everybody got 3 votes, and everybody heard all the pitches, and then we just kind of had a giant mingle fest, and whoever had the most votes, we sort of filtered them out that way. And people joined teams based on what they were interested in. We didn't assign any roles. We didn't enforce anything. Just kind of let everything grow organically.
And there were 6 yep. startups?
6 final teams Sunday night presented.
Okay. So that would mean they had, what, 6 or 7 people on a team?
Yeah. We had teams as small as 4 and teams as big as 8 or 9, I think.
All right. Tell us about some of the startups, some of the presentations. Those came last night, right?
Yep.
Tell us about some of the ones that really stood out.
Oh, man, now I got to pick favorites.
Thoughtback seemed to get a lot of attention.
Thoughtback was the first one that came to mind. It was an incredibly well-designed presentation, well-delivered. One of the ones that came from an MSU undergraduate student, Nathan Bashaw. He was the one, he pitched it Friday night, formed the team, got a great set of talent together, and went on to win. There were 3 prizes. We had, once again, democratic. Everyone who was in attendance voted, and they won the popular prize, Thoughtback did. And they were also voted coolest by the judges panel we had.
All right. Describe Thoughtback, the idea of getting your thoughts back to you when you would otherwise watch them drift off into space and forget them.
Right. So their premise was that everyone has thoughts. We're an increasingly ADD culture, and we're sort of you got thoughts coming in and out all the time, and you write them down in a notebook or even in a Evernote or any of those sort of modern apps for it. But none of them are active about bringing those back to you. So in one weekend, they developed an iPhone app, a web app, a desktop app, and I think they got most of the way towards an iPad app as well, that contributes all of these ideas and musings into this giant database that you have, and you can sign up for daily, weekly emails that will send random thoughts from your database back to you as soon as you submit one or on a fixed schedule.
I love the logo here, too, with the brain.
Yeah.
And then the word thought back with it. You wonder where some of these ideas come from, but it's like anything else. Someone has to come up with a creative concept first, and they take it from there. So once this idea was put forward and they formed the team, how many people did you say on that team?
8, I believe.
8 on that team. So that was a big team.
That was, yeah, our largest team.
Okay. And where did they go? How did they develop this? Did they go to one part of a room or one room by themselves, or did they divide and conquer?
I think they were the most definitive team in terms of assigning roles, and that may have been one of the keys to their success. They had 4 really talented designers and programmers, and they just kind of set them aside, laid out what they were hoping, and let them do their thing relatively in seclusion. And then they had sort of a more business aspect, and Nathan himself sort of managed both of those and made sure they were both in alignment, but neither really slowed the other down with decision-making process or anything like that.
You talked about Nathan and his work. His last name again?
Bashaw,
Nathan Bashaw. We saw him in the pictures there.
Yeah. He also helped to organize the event, actually, as well. He was my right-hand co-organizer, okay. So he was doing double duty this weekend.
How many businesses had he been involved in starting?
Oh, man.
He's like you. He's been doing this for a while, right?
Yeah, he's been interested in and out of a couple of startups, mostly by his own design over the last few years, at least as far as I've known him.
All right, before we get into any more of these, I have to ask you about being entrepreneurial and business startups as opposed to working for someone else. Why is that so attractive to you and to the people who were here?
Well, there's an element of controlling your own fate, you know, having to get up and force yourself to push every day. You know, there's a safety in having a job that is attractive to a lot of people. And there's some of us, I think, that enjoy that risk. Some days more than others, I guess. But
all right, let's look at some of the other startups that were presented last night over at the Henry Center, Michigan State University. What about Classified Elephant?
Classified Elephant was the brainchild of another of our undergraduate students, Jake LeCure, a friend of mine. They had the interesting challenge of dealing with a massive company and needing their cooperation over a weekend and encountered some challenges with that, I think. But their mission was to create a price index for secondhand goods. So to pull data from Craigslist, eBay, and some of these other giant secondhand good markets so that buyers and sellers will be able to determine
what the worth is.
Yeah, a fair price for their goods that they're either buying or selling.
And what kind of roadblock? You said they ran into problems with a major company?
Yeah, it seems like eBay doesn't like people doing that because they own all that data. And so they put limits on the amount of calls that each API is given. And they had some interesting challenges. They did phenomenally with the playing field that they were in, though. They had a great pitch by Sunday night. And they were a really good team as well. They had a lot of talent.
How about Dealing It?
Dealing It. They were an interesting one. They went for 30 some hours in one direction and did astonishingly well. They were the hustlers. Within 3 hours, they were out there. They sort of went the Groupon model, you know, the buying power of groups and trying to assemble people. And within the first couple hours on Saturday, they had already assembled deals and were trying to sell $250 worth of personal training and gym memberships for $25 and did some astonishing things. And then Sunday at about 3 o'clock, decided to like scrap it all and sort of go an entirely different direction.
Not in 3 hours?
Entirely, but yeah. And that was kind of their presentation was the first few minutes were, you know, look, this is our business and this is what we spent the weekend doing in the last kind of minute and a half were, and then we realized that that wasn't quite right. And so here's where we want to go in the future. And their last minute was just sort of saying, we looked at this audience to help us continue to refine this idea past this weekend because we think now we have something to work on.
Big points for adaptivity. We also have Jolly Digital and Neighborhood Noodles.
Yeah, they were Jolly Digital was our big winner, another undergraduate student, and Neighborhood Noodle was Jess Daniels from she's a grad student from MSU as well. Mm-hmm. But Jolly Digital was our big winner that night, actually. And Bryce was lucky enough to win prizes that I didn't even know about until Sunday night during the judges' deliberation. Scott Westerman from MSU Alumni Association came in and said, I would really love to give $1,000 to each of these winning teams. And the other judges just kind of, it was like an avalanche. TJ Duckett threw in $1,000. Dr. Corsaris from MSU Telecom is getting a group of students over the next semester to be developing time and
phenomenal
market research. Cam Ganass from Traction is putting in a full branding and imaging package, and Loomis, of course, is sponsoring their incorporation legal time.
Eric Jorgensen talking about Startup Weekend Lansing. Eric, I guess the best way to evaluate this is how many of these businesses would you invest in?
As of Sunday? I don't know. Small amounts of money, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they all
they're
have
startups, right?
I think they all have a really interesting path ahead of them. And I didn't hear anybody saying that they were going to walk away without putting in more work. So I think we have an interesting couple months for these teams.
These are the entrepreneurs that you're going to be hearing about over the next couple of decades, ladies and gentlemen. This is how they get started. Startup Weekend Lansing, a tremendous success, had been done in Detroit and elsewhere, but a debut in Lansing, a phenomenal success, and we're going to talk more about this. We'll have some of these other entrepreneurs in as well. Thanks so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.